Crop production values reflect the weather. Hello and thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Tennessee's production values for crops grown last year here in the state are in, and it shows a sharp decline from 2006. The total overall value of principal field, fruit, and vegetable crops was at $1.12 billion, and that's down 15% from the $1.31 billion in 2006. Now, a significant increase in acreage and price made corn the number one valued crop in the state last year at $308 million. Hay was ranked second at $200 million. Cotton and cottonseed at third at $191 million. Soybeans came in fourth at $183 million. And tobacco was ranked fifth at $76 million. Now, the state's fruit and vegetable crops decreased 23% last year for a value of $59.9 million as fruit crops were really hit from last year's Easter freeze. Fresh market tomatoes totaled $39.4 million, snap beans at $17.2 million, squash at $1.38 million, while commercial apples and peaches had no significant production. Well, back to the major row crops, Tennessee's corn crop was up 68% from the previous year's value. Despite production being down 43%, hay became the number two ranked crop based on prices being up 40%. Cotton and cottonseed fell to third in 2007 as cotton production dropped 55% as prices were up only 13%. Ranking fourth again, soybeans, as prices rose 67%, but production dropped 60%. From 2006, and rounding out the top five, tobacco showed production dropping 21%, while prices increased 4%, and for the first time ever, dark-fired cured tobacco was valued higher than burley tobacco. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.